flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, on the line right now is Nick Costos, host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better, You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network and watch 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. Nick, before we get into these games, I got to tell you, thank you. I mean, I went back. I had some buddies over BT, as you know, division around. And
thanks for the invite, by the way.
Well, I mean, I know you're busy. We did talk about it, and you were busy. You actually should have come over because we listened back to Nick's show. And I was like, before we start betting, we wanted to do, like, the parlays and props and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, before we do that, let's let the guy who does all the work and research give us his thoughts. And then from there, we could build our parlay out. And we had a massive parlay in the Rams-Eagles game because we had Goddard over. We had Puka Nacua over.
Kyren Williams.
Yeah, you exactly. Anytime touchdown with Saquon. So a lot of the stuff that you had, I won't get into the Ravens game, but you did help us.
The Ravens game was bad. Yeah, it was like at the end of a Sonic stage where he gets all the gold rings, and then right before you get to the finish line, you hit the spikes and all the gold rings go everywhere. That was me on Sunday with the Ravens at the end of the weekend. Not great.
All right, so where are we at here? Three football games left in the NFL season. Let's start with the first one, Eagles and Commanders Sunday afternoon.
Wait, can I just on the Moogie thing that you just said?
I
got texted while I was on hold waiting to come on, that report might be wrong. I'm not saying it is. She could be right. Jacina could be right, but I think there is like legitimate skepticism in that report. Again, like it could come out in 20 minutes that she's right. Just Sal, I think you said Connor Hughes had that.
Well,
I had gotten texted the same thing from someone different in the league.
Okay.
That, like, that report might be wrong.
Okay.
Because I and maybe it's right. Just saying. Let's just reserving judgment on that.
There you go.
Which game do you want me to do first?
Yeah, the first one. Let's start with
Yes, the chronological order. Fair enough. Okay.
Why don't you start with the Super Bowl, Nick?
Well, I mean, I give you some bets there. I mean, of course I've bet it already.
Early lines, bro.
Yeah, if Kansas City... Here's the Super Bowl stuff. If Kansas City plays Philly, Kansas City's going to be like a 1.5-point favorite, and it's the greatest bet in the history of bets. But that's for 2 weeks from now. For this Sunday, Philly right now is almost a 6.5-point home favorite against the Commanders.
Too much.
Yeah, I agree. And BT, I don't think that just because I think it, and I do, so I agree with you. But also, this betting market says that Jalen Hurts is definitely 100% healthy. This is a Jalen Hurts is fully healthy line. And we watched the end of the game last week, right? The Eagles-Rams game, where Hurts, you know, tweaks his knee. He can't move. He takes that safety because he can't move. The Eagles, in asinine fashion, call that like a 2nd-and-7 quarterback run, and he can't move and loses like 5 yards on the play. So maybe he comes out on the field and he's 100% on Sunday. I'm skeptical that's going to be the case, and the betting market seems to not be skeptical, and I think that's a little strange. Now we just consider, get away from that, I'll ask you guys this question, and I would encourage, you know, all the listeners out there, ask yourself this question as well. And I came on this show last week and on many shows last week, and I said Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC. People reacted like I said, you know, puppies are ugly and pizza sucks. How do you feel about it now? Which team has the better quarterback on Sunday? Which team has the better head coach in this game? Commanders and Eagles. I'll take Washington for both. I'll take Quinn, and I'll take Daniels. I have a small money line bet on the Commanders to win the game. I feel like Washington is an incredibly difficult team for the betting market to price. Think like Bengals when the Bengals made their run to the Super Bowl, where every week, and I know this because I lost every week betting against them in the AFC playoffs. Wild card round against the Raiders, divisional round on the road in Tennessee, championship Sunday at the Kansas City Chiefs. This Washington team has a similar vibe in the sense that I don't think the betting market knows what to do with them here. That doesn't mean the Eagles can't stuff them in a locker and win by 10 or 17 points. I'll bet on the Commanders keeping the game close. I like the other game better, but I'll be on the Commanders, BT, with you coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, and listen, you know this, and you obviously do your research because it's your job, and there's a lot of informed bettors out there, but there's also a lot of people who just, you know, maybe bet $100 here, $100 there, a little lazy, and whether it's, it's Dallas on a Monday night or a Sunday night or the Steelers or the 49ers without really looking into the trends and the numbers, they just blindly bet on brands. And the Commanders brand is a brand that has been diluted for basically decades, so nobody, and I don't mean the informed, sharp people, I mean, people who just want to have a little fun. Like, I don't think that they think that the Commanders are for real, and I totally disagree.
Yeah, I think they are for real, and I almost, so, like, this is going to sound a little ass backwards. I almost want the Eagles to win, because I think it makes the Super Bowl a lot easier to bet. It's if Washington makes it, now you actually have to ask yourself, okay, like if it's Washington, Kansas City, or Washington, Buffalo, like the Commanders will be dogs in both those games, obviously. But I mean, there's this upside that you almost can't quantify with a team like this. Think like, again, it's not apples to apples, but kind of like the 2007 Giants, or, you know, the Packers are a different story in 2010 because they were favored basically in every game when they were the sixth seed with Aaron Rodgers. But you almost can't quantify this Commanders team, right? And look, like I said, maybe they lose by 20 on Sunday. Like, the Eagles are better 1 through 53. There's no question. But if the Commanders get there, I think it's a much more difficult puzzle to solve than if the Eagles get there and you can just say, okay, like, I'll take whichever team comes out of the AFC.
The one thing, Nick, and you kind of alluded to this a little bit, you look at these four teams that are left, there's really only, in my mind, one good coach. With Andy Reid. I'm curious as to why you think that Dan Quinn has the advantage over Sirianni. I don't like Sirianni at all, but I don't like Dan Quinn either. I'm not saying Jaden Daniels isn't an advantage over Hurts. Why Quinn over Sirianni in this game?
So I need you to be honest here.
Yes.
That's your Falcons bias.
Well, yes.
You could say yes. It's okay.
Well, it is, but let me just say one quick thing. It is a Falcons bias based on the fact that he has the worst loss in the history of the sport
fair.
On his
yes.
resume.
For the Falcons.
Blowing that 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm well aware. I bet the Falcons in the under in the game.
Yeah.
Well aware. But you would even have to admit, Dan, I mean, and look, like, he's so conservative, like Tucker Carlson would blush back. I mean,
there you go.
I've been using, like, he'd have MAGA tattooed on his face, and, like, I don't know, maybe people get annoyed by stuff like that, but whatever. He goes for it on, like, every fourth down now. Like, the swashbuckling, like, he's like Dan Campbell now. And they get, like, now it's probably unsustainable. They're, like, at 88% on fourth down this season. There's no way, it's mathematically impossible that that continues for the balance of Daniel's career. But this is not Dan Quinn, who's, like, you know, like, Sal, you're a Falcons guy, like, sexually fantasizing about sending out the field goal unit. Like, that's not what this is. He doesn't take the points. And the idea, like, everyone's, oh, well, just take the points. Like, there's an app that you click, take the points, you click the button, and you get 3 points. You don't actually have to kick. It doesn't have to get blocked. You don't have to miss. You just get 3 points. Dan Quinn is correctly, like, determined, hey, I've got this generational young quarterback. Let's go for it. 7's better than 3. And he does it a lot. And he does it, and there's rhyme or reason when he does it, as opposed to Sirianni, who feels like he's making it up to me as he goes along. Now, I can't bang on Sirianni that much. Like, they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. They're favored to go back 2 years later, so it's not like he's a terrible coach, but I will give the edge to Quinn over Sirianni. Reasonable minds can disagree. I like Washington to cover the spread in the game. It's not my favorite of the two games, but I do like the Commanders.
Oh, so we get to the other game, Nick Costos, BT and Sal on the Fan. So I'd be lying if I said that I dove into the stupid word.
Yeah.
into the injury reports here.
But why is that stupid?
Well, because the digit dived, dove, both are actually applicable. It's a little confusing. One sounds weird, even though they're both grammatically correct. Either way, which you missed it, something that we did on the show a couple of weeks ago.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Which team is most banged up going in?
Oh, and the AFC game?
In either of the four teams.
Well, Buffalo, I would say right now. They just ruled out Taylor Rapp, and I guess we're waiting to see if Christian Benford's going to play. Now, you could say Philadelphia, just because we don't know kind of like what Hurts' status is going to be, but he's going to play in the game, and the betting market seems to be really confident that he's going to be good to go. Now, what I think is interesting here about the Bills-Chiefs game and Buffalo's injuries, and again, Rapp has been ruled out already by Sean McDermott. We'll see about Benford. So, those guys, like a couple members of the secondary being out, are never going to be enough to like swing the point spread dramatically in one direction. So like Kansas City, the Bills could rule out eight players is a lot, could rule out a couple players on defense, and Kansas City will still be favored by less than three. Like, it won't be enough to get the Chiefs up to -3, but what will happen is the total starts to get bet up. So this yesterday was 47.5, Kansas City and Buffalo. Now we're at 48.5. My sense is that this is going to keep going up. I don't think it's going to be like 51 or anything like that, but I think it will continue to go up as we approach kickoff. So the Buffalo defensive injuries, I would say, are shape up to be a little problematic, and you know, we still have to wait to see what the final injury report looks like here, but I would say that Buffalo is the team that I would be most concerned about, assuming Jalen Hurts is going to be good to go on Sunday.
And what we're hearing is, if you like the over in that game, jump up now. Jump in now, it's going to go higher.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be I don't think it's going to 51.
Yeah.
My guess is it's 48.5. I think it'll close a little higher than
this. All right, and what do you like? I get a feeling, I mean, we've had you on all year long, so I know how you feel about the Kansas City Chiefs. Buffalo getting the win against the Ravens, which they were fortunate to do so, taking advantage of Baltimore's endless mistakes, it seems.
Well,
what
to
do you
be
got
fair,
here?
Sal, like, yeah. Buffalo didn't make the mistakes, to right. be fair to them. And it was a really really frustrating game for me. I love the Chiefs.
Were you kind to Mark Andrews on social media?
Well, I didn't like... The thing that I didn't like is the people, like Dan Orlovsky, who I think does a really nice job on ESPN, tweeted, he's really good on TV, tweeted like, if you, like all the people out there that criticize Mark Andrews, like, you're a loser. Okay. Like, he's filthy rich, he plays at the highest level, and he like pissed down his leg in the biggest spot. I'm going to criticize him.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to feel bad about it.
There you go.
Actually, like, he's a loser.
He's a loser, he said.
Like, yeah, I mean, sorry. Like,
I'm holding Nick on this one.
We can't criticize the multi-million-dollar professional. Get the hell out of here. Stop with that crap.
All right, so what do you like in this game, Chiefs and Bills?
Yeah, love the Chiefs. I'll take the team that never, well, I guess they lose sometimes. But the quarterback that doesn't lose versus the quarterback that loses all the time. Now, that's unkind to Josh Allen. And in fairness to Josh, and I mean this sincerely, the Bills won last week, Sal. Like, you're right. Lamar made mistakes. Also, Josh Allen didn't make mistakes. Now, he only threw for 127 yards. He only rushed for 20. But that was what was required for the Bills to win the game. And you get the feeling, if it needed to put on the Superman cape, he probably could have done it. So Allen's reached a point in his career, and I would just encourage everybody to think. Now, it was an asinine play call by Buffalo. The 3rd-and-2 shotgun draw with 4 minutes to play from the 2-yard line. It was absolutely ridiculous. They should have quarterback sneaked it twice. Allen is getting like engulfed by a defender and looks like he's going to pitch the ball back to a running back, which like 2 or 3 years ago, he definitely would have done, which is a crazy move, obviously. He didn't do it. like he ate it. They kick the field goal. They go on to win the game. So there's something to be said for the fact that I think we've reached Josh Allen territory now where he's no longer going to lose games for the Bills. The problem is that Mahomes is obviously also not going to lose games for Kansas City. Andy Reid's not going to lose games for Kansas City. McDermott will lose a game for Buffalo. So, you know, it's a bet that I will.
How about McDermott's decision to kick that freaking field goal?
So you have to. So you have to kick there.
No, no, yes, I disagree. Yes. And BT disagrees. He agrees with you saying it. Yep. After
no,
they went backwards.
Casale, because it's from like the 2.5 yard line. You have to kick.
I'd rather go down with Josh Allen. You're right. The play calling wasn't good before that, which led to the field goal. I'd rather go down with Josh Allen, the ability to put the ball, put the game away, and at worst case, they start from the 2-yard line. Again, he's leaving it up. Okay, we're going to kick it and play conservative. McDermott is way too conservative in that spot for me.
Look, the mistake is the 3rd-and-2 play, where Romo, I thought Romo was great on the call last week. He's begging them. Like, Allen's a freaking giraffe. Like, sneak it twice with him. He's 9 feet tall. Just, like, sneak it twice. You're going to score a touchdown. Like, that was the problem. Once it's fourth and goal from, like, the 2.5, you have to kick. And I think, Sal, like, I think a lot of people make a mistake now just with the idea that an 8-point lead, like the 2-point conversion's like this gimme. It's not. Like, it's way more difficult.
Against Lamar, usually it is, and it should have been if Mark Andrews knew how to catch on Sunday.
But, like, the Ravens have been terrible on 2-point tries this year. Mm. And, like, let's say that Mark Andrews catches that ball. He didn't. He's a loser. I'll criticize him. But let's say he catches it. There's 1:33 left.
Yeah.
You don't think Josh Allen's leading them down the field? Now, Bass maybe misses because he's a jabroni. But, I mean, like, you got 93 seconds there for Allen to drive them down the field. So, for me, the issue was way more with that 3rd-and-2 call. And I had people say to me, well, you know, McDermott doesn't call the plays on offense. He's the head coach. Like, you say no. Like, no, we're not doing that. We're sneaking with 17 twice. That's what we're doing here. I thought that was a nearly cataclysmic failure by McDermott and the Bills on that play. They got away with it. I think that he's good for at least one brain fart per game. I think it'll be the difference. I like the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, Reed by far the best coach that's left standing here, and it's hard. Logic, I'd side with you, Nick. Just gut feel, maybe this is Buffalo's time, but we'll find out.
It could be.
Yeah, well,
I mean, look, in 2006, like, no one thought that the Colts were ever going to beat the Patriots. Now, that game was in Indianapolis, to be fair. This game's in Kansas City, and Manning eventually beat Brady and then beat him a couple more times in a few more title games. So it's possible. I just don't think it's going to happen this year, so I'll be on the Chiefs.
Thank you, Nick. I'll be listening Sunday morning to get those props yet again. You always do a great job with that. We appreciate it. Enjoy Championship Sunday.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck. Please watch my show on Peacock. Thank you.
That was the host of You Better. He is something, man. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.